Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Bonsoir.
I like doing that. Hi everyone, you are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com, and it is the 7th of July 2021. It is, I think that it's worth mentioning that it is my first broadcast since I came back to Geneva, Switzerland from this magnificent trip I take to meet the lovely Skylarkin. So I don't have much to say about the situation in Switzerland because I'm not aware. But I am supposed to be in quarantine, so I have a lot of time to read and watch and find different things that I find interesting. So I have a lot to talk about.
Okay. Is it just me, or it sounds like you're speaking slowly, or is it the connection?
Yeah, you had to leave the room and to come back to have the possibility to hear you.
Oh, yeah, because it was dragging out your audio. It was very bizarre. Okay, well, welcome back to Switzerland, and officially you're quarantining. Has anyone phoned you, or tracked you, or hounded you, or traced you?
Yes, because I had to register my arrival in Switzerland, and I got SMS this morning from the Department of Health of the federal government in Switzerland that I will read it to you on air. I think that it's interesting enough. BAG.ch, which is the name of the office. Focal point. Hello. Because you have recently arrived from a country, by the way, it's full of English mistakes. It's a shame. I mean, I would have done a better job, but I will read it as it is. Because you have recently arrived from country with a variant of concern, the Federal Office of Public Health draws your attention to the following measure to prevent the introduction of virus mutants and ask you to follow them strictly. Go directly into quarantine, report immediately to the cantonal medical service, get tested, follow hygiene practice, and wear a certified mask. Thank you for your cooperation and stealthy. So my angle on that, if I ever ask about this message, I don't read or understand English, sadly. And since you choose to send the message in a language that I cannot understand, well, there is not much I can do about it.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah, oh, very good. How was the flight? Was everyone masked up?
Everyone was masked up, and the personnel was masked up, and I was not wearing my mask while in the terminal, and everyone was looking at me like I was about to kill them somehow, but whatever. But apart from that, I have to say that, as I did mention on air while I was here, I did file false information in my entry document in the UK, as in false address, a phone number that wasn't working, and my email was locked. So basically, they had no way of contacting me. So when I arrived in Switzerland, I reactivated my phone, and I was able to unlock my email, and absolutely nothing at all. There is no, as far as I'm concerned, enforcement of any of the COVID regulation in the UK.
Well, so far, I guess, it's just a step towards the future, what's going on now. I'm sure as people demand it, or they become more and more afraid of the unvaccinated, they'll ramp up all the technology to make it harder to evade and avoid. That's my take on it. It's a Fabian model of war. But you're just showing all the weaknesses in the system. So all the holes will be patched after years go by.
I just think that that people are so compliant that they don't even need to enforce it. I'm probably the only person that is coming to the UK and not quarantining in or anything. So the thing is that, like, this morning I was about to go to work again because I quit weed, and boredom is the first step on the road to relapse. So basically I contact my work while I was in the UK, and I have it arranged that I will come back to work the next morning after my arrival. But the thing is that I had to disclose to them the fact that I received this SMS, because if I would have gone to work, I would not have been insured. So anything happened, it's on me. Plus the fine, because I was not quarantined. So basically, this stupid quarantine thing is costing me a lot of money. 10 days of my salary, a third of a month. And I'm coming back from vacation, so I'm absolutely on a dire financial situation. So it's completely insane. I think that it's more about money than anything else, if you want.
No, it's never about money. It's more just to get you to never want to travel again because it costs you a fortune. And it's a big inconvenience. They really want to stop air travel. I guess if you drove, would it be any different?
Maybe. I cannot say for sure that it would have been driven, that it would have been different if I had drove there. But what I know is that the enforcement on the UK side is non-existent. And I will test the limit in Switzerland too, and we will see about that.
All right. Who else we got in the room? Let's give everyone else a chance to speak. We've got Linda Curtis. Purple Play, Sky Larkin, lots of females.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Hello.
Hello, Purple. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
I've been listening to your shows. You've been hitting up some good ones lately.
Oh, thank you.
Especially the
that.
Ones with Marcus.
Oh, you like Marcus, huh? Marcus wants to talk to you. He said he'd love to talk to Purple Play.
I sent him a note, but I guess he didn't get it.
Oh, he said you never contacted him. Isn't that what he said on the podcast? I can't remember.
I guess I didn't hear that part. But no, I did send him a note back on the Discord. He doesn't come back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. He's a great frequenter of the Discord, so that's probably why he thought he didn't get it, because he probably didn't get it.
Well,
isn't that interesting? We have so many ways to communicate. We're just, it really splits our attention all over the place. I prefer email because it's on my own server myself. Anyone wants to contact me, ima@fakeologist.com. I really prefer that method. I don't like it when Discord has to read all my email or Gmail has to read all my email. I want my own email.
Which is a great choice, because when I arrived in the UK, Outlook decided that I was not using the normal network, and they locked me out, which created all sorts of trouble in my life. So I think that it's a great choice.
Yes, everyone should get their own email server. Don't use anyone else's server. Use your own. It's not hard to do. And that way you have an email address for the rest of your life.
Now, do you have a instruction sheet for that? You say it's not hard. I wouldn't even know where to begin. How do you even start with that?
Well, I'll give you what I know off the top of my head. The best place is to go register a domain. So pick a domain. A domain is fakeologist.com is a domain. So you could pick purpleplay.com, although purpleplay.com is probably taken. So you could pick purpleplay. Well, it's a pretty common color and word. It seems like it would be taken. It's been a long time since we started registering .coms, 25, 30 years. So pretty much everything is taken that is an English word.
To use .com just anymore, don't you? Isn't there like other...
Oh, yeah, you can use an infinite number of domains. You're totally right. So you can go... I use Namecheap.com. And you can search whatever you want on there and register it. And if you pick something that's registered, it'll give you a million suggestions what is open.
So if you get a domain and you register with your ISP, that's your own email server? No.
So that's step one. Step two is to go buy some space on somebody's server, because you're not going to use your own computer for a server. You could, but I can't help you there because I don't do that. I use someone else's. You rent space on someone else's server somewhere else. So the way I know how to do it is I use my own. I've used a hosting company for the last at least 10 years that I like. It's run by women. It's all women. That's just a coincidence, by the way. I didn't do that deliberately. And you can buy some space from them as low as $5 a month. You're going to have some costs, but everything that's worth something, you have to pay for it. So you're going to have some costs. I think their lowest service might be $5 a month. So that's $60 a year. And then you get some space on there. And there's a control panel when you log in. You'll get a login on your server space. And then there will be a place to set up your email. And then you hook up your domain to... by the way, you can register your domain at the place I suggest hostingmatters.com. You can get everything there at one place. So
that's
I like to keep it separate.
Place. Hosting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And there is a website that I like to consult that is many times over, probably 5 or 6 times in the last year only. It's always banned by the French government or whatever. So basically, they're just changing the end name. It was .com, then it was .info, and now it's .quest. But what they do is that if you type the old address, you're always redirected to the new one. So basically, there isn't much that can be done in the term of censorship of any website or email address or whatever.
Yeah. Well, they can censor anything they want. It's just a question of will they do it. But there's, if they want to censor something, they can censor it. It's not a problem. As a matter of fact, my email server is blocked by certain domains because what happens is, if you're emailing someone on a big server, so maybe even Gmail, if Gmail might not take email, you might be put on a third-party blacklist for whatever reason. And I send out 500 emails, and about 10 or 20 come back saying, your server's blacklisted, so we're not putting this email through. So that's very common.
Wow.
So if I really want to talk to someone, I have a Gmail address, of course, but so I'll resend the email through the Gmail server, and then it'll go through, usually. Because most other company servers are not going to block Gmail, because it's just too big. It would be too much of a problem. Anyway, so what I would do, I'd go to hostingmatters.com, register a domain there, and set up a plan. And then you set up an email server on your when you buy your space. And it's not hard. And then you can download a program for Windows. I use Thunderbird. It's just a email client. And then you can... Okay, well, there's probably... It might even be for Mac, too. Doesn't matter. There's tons of email clients. And you can also use a web-based client on your own server. And the one I use on the web-based is called Squirrel Mail. Pretty old interface. It works. But you can download any front-end client you want for Mac and use it. So that's what I would recommend. That's a pretty simple hack. There may be cheaper, better hacks to get your own server. I haven't looked into them. I'm sure someone like Marcus could, or even Benoit could tell you if there is something better. But that's what I would do today. But that's without looking into it again. But basically, get your own name, and then you'll have that for life. And then you can transfer your name anywhere you want because you can change servers, you can do anything you want, but you'll have one email for life.
There
it doesn't matter what.
There is one company that is supposedly somehow secure. It's Proton Mail. If you get something from protonmail.com, it's supposed to be efficient and secure.
Yeah, but that's not your own server. That's their server.
Oh, absolutely not.
So you don't own your own data, so they get your data, and I don't know who they are. So I wouldn't trust them either. There's no reason to trust them. You can trust yourself, though.
Yes, but I'm of the opinion that anything I do on the Internet, every keystroke I input or anything is recorded somehow or somewhere. So in that regard, I'm not sure that I will get any privacy, really, because I'm using the
you
know what I mean? The server may be secure, but you are using
the device. There's no point in making it easier. Yeah, I agree,
yes.
But there's no point in making it easy for them. If you're using someone else's server, then all your email is there. They can go through it anytime they want, unless you encrypt
it. Yeah, or you can be in a foreign country, being locked out, and basically in lots of trouble, but like lots of trouble.
Did that
so
help? Triple
I will
play?
Agree on that.
Yeah, so my next question is, you know, all this talk about the cyber attacks and all that, and the Internet going down, what's your thoughts on that? Do you think that could really happen as far as
no.
You know, the whole thing going down? I mean, wouldn't it just be
no. Well, you can't, yeah, the whole Internet, the whole world is run on the Internet. The whole word World Wide Web implies a spider web. So there is no central connection in a spider web. If you poke a hole in a spider web, the whole thing doesn't collapse. So it just has a hole in it. But if they want to simulate a crash, then they could do that easily, and then that would just require cooperation among some of the bigger corporations. So, for instance, if they took Google down, or if they just told Google to disrupt their service, then a lot of people identify the internet as Google or Facebook. So if Facebook went down, Google went down, Apple went down, well, that might be everyone, that might be half the world's entire conception of the internet. So then they say, oh no, the internet's down, all my sites are down, I can't do anything. Well, yeah, I agree. If you're on Gmail, you wouldn't get your email. If you go to Facebook, then you wouldn't be able to read your Facebook crap. But if you had your own email server, well, that won't be down, guaranteed. It might be hard to get to, but it might be a little slower, but it won't go down. I hope Fakeologist doesn't go down.
That's how I would see it, because, you know, not all the websites are connected to, all the big networks. Just like when they used to have... what was that? America Online. Everybody was.
Oh, that's
there.
Different. Yeah, because that's their own server.
Everybody went to that for everything. You know, their email. And
One thing that I did notice while I was in the UK is that I don't get the same results for the same search that I had in Switzerland. And it's not a question of your geographical location or anything. I am of the opinion that the internet in the UK is massively censored on many different topics. You don't get the same results. So I think that in the end, it's already so controlled that there's no point in pulling the plug, really. They can just remove certain search results, and basically there's nothing much you can do about it.
The only point of the cyber attack is to make the internet more restricted and more regulated. That will be the only point of it. That's what they want. They want more regulation. They don't want the anonymity. They really want to make it more difficult. Just like in the old days, you just walked on a plane. You could sell your ticket, transfer your ticket, all these kinds of things. Now they're making it just a real pain in the butt to get on a plane. Not illegal, but it's hard.
Yeah. Well, even the censorship alone is, to me, a lot of the, because you can't, if people can't even make a comment, like you were saying.
Well, I can comment on whatever I want anywhere, but I just can't do it on someone else's platform. You can start your own blog and start blabbing all you want on it. So I really don't buy into this censorship stuff. For instance, if Twitter didn't censor, you know how many ads for porn there'd be on Twitter? Would you really want to use Twitter if they let all the porn spam on there?
Well, but I thought porn was just rampant everywhere.
Well, what I'm saying is Twitter would be unusable if it was full of spam. So they have to censor all the spam out. You know how much spam Fakeologist gets a day? I opened up the comments to the world a few days ago. I'm getting hundreds of spam comments a day now, which is the reason why it was closed.
Which by the way,
isn't spam like?
By the way, I will be on it. I will be on it right now. I will continue to work on it, and I will be able to moderate the comments soon enough, so that I will ease the workload on you, at least for that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I have a few people doing it. You don't have to come every day. It's just if you want to come check it out. The only thing that I do is I go through my spam, because there was a good comment that went into the spam, and I had to get it out of there. There was only one out of 100 comments that got caught in the net. And the lady emailed me and said, I can't see my comment. So if someone says they can't see their comment, it's either in moderation or it went to spam. So that's what I mean by censorship. Yeah, I censor the spam. And I'm going to censor complete idiotic comments as well, or anything that's libel. So that's what censor is. That's what we mean by censor.
I'm talking about things like on the Nextdoor and, you know, these platforms like this that, you know, everybody's you can't say anything against the mainstream. Your comments are removed like almost immediately. So that's what I'm talking about.
I agree.
You don't have to use those platforms, obviously, you know, Facebook and Twitter.
No, you don't.
All that sort of thing. So I was wondering about the Telegram too. Do you think are we getting censored on the Telegram?
I don't know. I doubt. I know there's I know if you're a spammer, I think Marcus said he was spamming on Telegram, and he got suspended from Telegram for a bit. He got timed out. He was doing his marketing stuff.
Well, yeah, so people do
again,
that.
Yeah, so that's censorship.
Right, right.
So
okay.
You have to have some level of censorship. Now, it's a slippery slope. Of course it is. If I don't like what you're saying, I could just call it spam. I could call it hate. I'd call it whatever the heck I want. I could just take it off and not give you any explanation. This is why we need an open internet, in the sense that as long as we can somehow connect, then we're okay. But it might be hard to meet.
We can talk to each other, but what I'm saying is you can't get a message out there. Like,
don't forget, you don't like any censorship. There's just as many people that want censorship. They don't want to read your stuff.
Right. Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So you're fighting against your neighbor. You're not necessarily fighting against a brother. You're fighting against the neighbor who doesn't want to see your stuff, and they ask for it to be censored. So it's a hearts and minds problem, and the hearts and minds live right next door to you.
Right. Well, that's what you were talking about earlier about the masks and everything, because there's a lot of people who, even though they're telling you you don't have to wear your mask, they're like not budging. It's like their security blanket. They're feeling very smug about, there's this woman who had a face mask on it that said she was vaxxed and masked. And, you know, that was her that was her statement right across the front of her face. So that's what people are saying, is they don't care.
Does anyone sell an LED mask? Because I might consider getting one that has moving messages on it, like a scroll across the front.
We could start
a mask advertising network. That would be cool.
Well, they used to have t-shirts like that.
I'm sure you'll find it on eBay or Amazon.
Yeah, someone should start a mask billboard network.
Well, that's kind of be what it takes. I mean, there's a lot of people that on my Telegram that they're just rolling out stickers, and they go and slap them wherever they can, and then they go back and check to see, you know, and they see people like ripping them off, you know, they're like scraping them off as best they can, and it's like a little war. You go and wait for them to get.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
And thanks to Benoit.
I posted on a link to an LED mask that you can use.
Isn't that funny? I can't invent anything. It's already done.
Oh, I tried. I got a good business idea that I will not disclose on air, but I'm into something. I think that me and Sky, we got a great business idea going on. So it might take some funding, but we have a great business idea, because the world is perverted and we can bank on it.
Oh, good. Good for you guys. Look at all the good stuff coming out of your union there.
Yeah.
Sky, will you be going to Switzerland to visit Benoit?
Hopefully, yeah.
Maybe next month. I'm still
finding
details, but maybe next month.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, they're stopping us at this point.
Wow, I haven't heard much from Sky about the visit.
Yeah, because she's too shy. But
all right, that's fair.
She's so shy that she left. Oh, she's back. But yeah, she's too shy and
kind
of a cat to herself.
You didn't hear me? Huh? Hold on. You didn't hear me being a fella? I'm a little bit shy, but not much. But I'm going to see Benoit again, hopefully next month. But we'll see. As soon as I can.
And if you cannot go to Switzerland, I will go to Birmingham again. I mean, come on. It's not that difficult. I did it once. I can do this many times, and then we can start to really work on this wedding situation and get it all sorted out.
A wedding?
Are you... for us in the future.
Wow. time. Wow.
Jesus Christ, that was fast.
No, we spoke for a long time before we met. Meeting.
No, of course. Yeah.
The confirmation.
We've been there before, I'm sure. Good. Well, congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations. Hey, Ab, I was just telling Babette. I don't think she believed me. I was just reading the local newspaper here, which I didn't pay for, let me tell you. And have you heard of the deep throat saliva test that they're doing now? Because I'd never heard of it.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, and I thought, come on. But yes, it is. And so there's a girl who's writing a letter. She's found out her mother was dying. She's a journalist in Hong Kong. In order to get over here, she's fully vaccinated. She's had to endure 6 tests, including 2 deep throat saliva tests, she said, in Hong Kong. So maybe they do that in Hong Kong. But that's what it was called. Deep throat saliva test. Oh, they have to be. But this is a well-known journalist, and the whole paper here, every page is nothing but COVID propaganda. Every single page. And I only read it so I can feel sick, so I don't digest my food properly. But you really do have to see what people are being fed with at the moment, and it's quite terrifying.
Yeah, I know.
And
it's too much.
And there's a whole page here of questions that's got my higher-ups are flouting the mask rules. Have you got a minute by Dr. Kirsten Ferguson? So you can write to her with your, you know, queries. And, of course, they're all COVID-related. And it said, most people at my work don't seem to pay any attention to the COVID-19 mask rules. I'm in a state where masks are mandatory, but hardly anyone wears one, not even the higher-ups. And it makes me feel uncomfortable. What can I do? There's, you know, 200 lines of
propaganda,
suggestions.
Yeah. Propaganda.
Absolutely. Every single page. Oh, fucking hell. Pardon my friend.
It's really
but that deep throat thing, wasn't that back in the 80s where the snitch called Deep Throat let out a lot of information?
Well, that was another mockery of the, so that Deep Throat was the guy that was feeding about the Watergate scenario, movie Watergate, so it came out, Deep Throat came out almost the same time, 74, 73, 74.
Like what's the movie?
Deep Throat, yeah, and that, Linda Lovelace.
Linda.
I hope I'm not named after her, but I might be. You never know.
When were you born?
And also, it's interesting to mention that the first time, because I was born in the mid 80s, so all this deep talking, I did not know about, but in the TV show X-Files, the main informator of the agent Fox Mulder was nicknamed Deep Throat, and it's only years after that I was able to make the connection.
It was basically, and the rumor was, you know, bringing the information to those two journos that did the book on Watergate, and as soon as you see the word gate at the end of any big event, like you got your Pizza Gate and Watergate.
Yeah, it's named after the Watergate Hotel in Washington.
Yeah. It was just a whole
Well, Chris Sky had the swab and it touched the back of his throat and he immediately felt something, so he had a doctor come look and there was a blister at the back of his throat. So he thought there was something on the tip of that swab that burned the back of his throat.
Yeah, well, it's hydrogel and two other, yeah. There's hydrogel, lithium, and you know lithium's a very unstable, if you've ever, you know, remember in your science class when you took lithium out of the oil, it just catches on fire. It's incredibly
I don't know, it's in my battery and I'm riding on lithium, I hope it is. I know it's impossible. You know what, they were talking about electric cars on No Agenda and they said they're impossible to put out when they start burning. You almost have to pick it up and throw it in the lake, and then it'll still burn underwater. It's crazy.
Yeah, there's horrific burns from people from lithium batteries. That's quite a common
if they
common
catch fire, because you can't put it out.
Yeah.
Very hard to put out a lithium fire. Yeah, so whatever it is, it burned Chris Sky. He never followed up on it months later. Obviously, he's still okay. He's running around Canada yelling and screaming and annoying people, but he's still the number one truth teller in Canada. just to get off.
Yeah, he's good. That was him going on from last year. That you played a bit of his rant from last year. All came true. Every single
Absolutely.
Bit. Exactly. Yeah.
I watched him on Instagram.
Yes.
Really good. I do like Chris Guy. Really.
Yes, he is good. And now he's butting up against politicians who. Because they say they invited him, or he was on a flyer for our capital city, Ottawa. When he got there, they said, you're not on the schedule, they get lost. So he just took the mic anyway, and then they all accused him of being a bully. And it's just, now the infighting is starting in the anti-establishment movement. So they're all accusing each other.
Yeah, that's always been a case, isn't it? You know, what do they call it, COINTELPRO? And start your own protest group, then start fighting amongst each other. That's why I'm always suspicious about anyone that comes on arguing repetitively. To me, is suspicious. Very suspicious.
I know. They're all accusing each other. So you don't even know who the spy is. It's spy versus spy.
I keep quoting Alan Watt because everything he said is quotable. But he said, if Jesus recruited his 12 apostles now, he'd find that at least 10 of them were spies. He'd be infiltrated straight away.
Controlled opposition.
Two CIA agents, two FBI. He said, that's what so obviously goes on. It's like infiltrate and destroy. It's the best way to do it, isn't it?
It's always been that way. And if you're at all religious, you got to go listen to Matt Truella, who did another sermon. I put it on Facebook. He's so good. He basically was asked, what's the best form of government? And he said, there is no best form of government because every time man gets together to govern, it gets corrupted. So there is no... And it's sort of, anytime organizations happen, man corrupts them. It's amazing.
Well, have you ever been and sat on a committee? I was on one for 20 years, right? A voluntary thing for a organization over here. And I was like the president at one stage deliberately because there was so much corruption and everything going on. I was the only one I trusted. And, The infighting that goes on just with people when they get a little bit of power is incredible. I remember thinking, this just shows you man cannot govern. It doesn't matter how good you get. 10 people in a room, 3 will start arguing. I mean, look at Fakeologist live chats, I mean, you can see
what that
can go that way, not all the time.
But that's why even a dictator, I would say a dictator of a country would just get paranoid and kill everyone, including his right-hand man, because he probably couldn't trust any of them.
Stalin did that.
You're just alone in the end. You can only trust yourself, and even then you go mad, and then you can't even trust yourself.
Yeah. Can you imagine being one of Xi Jinping's confidants or whatever in there? You'd be worried about your life all the time, because... They just disappear all the time. He gets a bit jealous because he's the kind of guy that looks like he would have a button under his desk with a shark pull.
have a slide under your chair. You slide into a pit.
What are the odds, though?
Sorry, I was just going to say that was the theme in that latest Alan Curtis, wasn't it? Can't get you out of my head. That was the theme, the paranoia that all these people, these leaders had and revolutionists and everything. Really good documentary, I know you've mentioned
it. Yeah, very good. Very good.
I mean, it's a common theme. People just cannot trust one another. They can't, no matter how much they try.
No. They've always got that, just like in the cartoons, in the Bugs Bunny cartoon with a little angel on one shoulder and a little devil on the other whispering in your ear. That's basically human nature.
Yeah.
And
we're all schizophrenic.
Everyone can get everyone can have their moment, that's for sure. But the older and wiser, older and wiser.
No, I like to think of myself as a benevolent dictator here at Psychologist.
Yes, someone's going to do it.
That's why I didn't even really want to resurrect the Discord server, because I'd rather have, even though it's really convenient and smooth, it's good software, but just to administrate all these people, and then they come to me when they have a dispute, I don't really want to be a mediator in a dispute. I just don't want the job, but because it's got my name on it, people come to me, which is... I don't want that job.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, that's why, what I say, anyone that wants to be a president shouldn't be a president, or anyone that wants to be king shouldn't be king, because the kind of person that wants to be leader tends to be the bit maniacal deep down and can go either way. You know, I've seen that before too, you know. People.
Is that like I would never join a club that would have me as a member?
That's a Groucho Marx, and yeah, spot on. Same thing, yeah.
Same idea, yeah.
Same thing. But yeah, I'm in Sydney now. No, I mean, people are walking past with masks around their chin, a few of them, but there's just outdoor exercise going on like I hadn't seen before. It's even because the gyms are shut. And so people
right.
set up gyms all around the foreshore, and it's a beautiful area. And there's no masks, no distancing things. It's just like they may as well just keep the gyms open, really. It's ridiculous. But it's more paranoid in the smaller areas. The regional areas are more paranoid than I find the cities more relaxed. Even though it's supposedly locked down and for another week.
Have you got rid of the mice yet?
I never saw that, I do believe it was an issue, but every 10 years we get a mice plague, so it would have just been hyped up for the doom
yeah.
porn and the great, but I will say this, my friend, saying that if you're living in those areas, you've got to put rat bait or mice bait around in your car and your electrics, because they will get in there. I've been told that even where I am for rats. Because they come
yeah.
and eat the wiring. I do suspect the car companies put cheese-flavoured wiring in the thing just so it
yeah.
causes...
That's
you know what I mean? Yeah, it wouldn't surprise... Do you reckon that wouldn't surprise you? It wouldn't surprise me. Because you know how much it costs to get your car rewired if a rat or a mouse has got in there and chewed at the
It would be a write-off. They'd write it off.
And so built-in obsolescence, perfect. You know, it's cheese-flavoured ignition coil. It's like... It would not surprise me. I haven't seen it, but there's a apparently fantastic documentary called The Lightbulb Conspiracy that I've heard talked about.
I think Marcus used to talk about that back in the day.
Yeah, well, I think Alan Watt mentioned it as well, but I've never watched it. It sounded fantastic. And I think it showed you footage of the Japanese, you know, the Japanese, when they first started building cars, their cars were perfect. They didn't break down, they didn't do anything, and apparently the manufacturers from other manufacturers ganged up on them and said, you can't do that. We need cars every 5 years. We don't want ones that last for 20 or 30
yeah.
years. And so there was footage of them scratching like around where the front windshield goes on, deliberately scratching around the underneath of where the, so that the, because there always rusts around the outside of the windshield often in a lot of cars. It's deliberately done a lot of the time.
Yeah,
I don't know, but
I'm not sure I buy into that too much. I think American cars, I think I do, and
I think it's guaranteed. Have you ever seen any, the built-in obsolescence is a thing. It's a known known. It's like, companies brag
well,
about it.
Well, how they, I'm not sure I buy, I don't know any company that brags
well,
about it.
Why would Apple iPhone put out an iPhone with glass screens on it that shatter as soon as you drop them type of thing? It's because they want you replacing them all the time and updating. They don't want a phone lasting more than 3 years. Even 2 years, I would say. Maybe 1 year. So I've just encountered that. They deliberately put out a stainless steel iPhone with a stainless steel backing on it. Not backing
well,
into it. And
if it was a problem, that people would go to... There are other phones. You don't have to buy an iPhone.
People love iPhones. People love
iPhones. Then they have to put up with that. And I don't think it's a problem. If people want to keep buying iPhones, and they can make it out of Jell-O, and people will still buy it. That's their fault.
They obviously could make them last a lot longer.
To the bottom. I think with American cars, though, because the unions got so confrontational with management, they were just careless, and they had no competition. Then they got competition, then they had to rise up. I drive an American car now, or a Canadian car. It's just as good so far as a Japanese car. So I really think it's just a race to the bottom. There's so many other angles. I think cars
are on the way out, but unless we're having electric cars.
Well, that's another topic.
Which is why they've deliberately built them to be just last 2 or 3 years before the major problems start happening. Or five years, maybe. I don't know.
I'm not so big on the built-in obsolescence.
Oh, dear. I've got to educate you into that one then.
If you don't turn off a light bulb, then it's less likely to burn out. Like, I think there's a light bulb that's been on for 100 years. It's the heat and cooling that wrecks the metal.
Well, yeah, and the fact that you just put a thicker filament in the thing, and it will last forever. Yeah, the filament. You've seen, honestly, the ones that they had, because we're banning incandescent light bulbs.
Hi, I'm Baby.
Sending Tribe.
This is Lost Fighter Fowler.
I'm Nightly News.
Frank McManus.
Adam Miller.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Do some voices there I haven't heard for a while. Where's Frank lately? I haven't heard his dulcet tones. He must be down the
chat
line.
We're the only guys that show up here all the time, and the lovely ladies here that are... We've silenced them. I'm
going to
be off in about 5 minutes.
I need to go too. I'm a shocker. We both are.
Where's Rollo, by the way?
He's out celebrating his freedom, and not that he was ever incarcerated. But
Is he planning his next call?
I don't think so. I told him, I said to him, because, you know, he'll get pissed and jump in a car and go to the bottle shop. To a supermarket to get cigarettes. I said to him, you do that again and you get caught, they will lock you up. They will lock you up. Because he's on record as being got an alcohol problem now. And he's got been directed.
That's not against the law, though.
He's been directed. He needs to do things about it. And he has to do a bit of rehab, I think.
He's not on bail. They can't impose any conditions on him unless he's on bail.
I think they can. He had 6 months. Anyway, he'll talk about it on Saturday. He'll read it out. He reads out all his legal stuff. So you'll find out. But I'd say it'd be a form of good behaviour bond, I would say, at a guess.
Transparent.
He's transparent, right? You can even see the vodka floating around in him.
Exactly. Do you have to stay away from bridges too?
Well, as long as he walks to the bridge to jump off, I think it's legal. But if he drives to it like last time, I think that might get him into a bit of trouble. But anyway, he sounded pretty good.
That's good.
Anyway, I'll disappear and let you talk to these ladies.
Yeah, I'll be off in 2 minutes. I'm almost at my destination. But nice. Thank you, Rick.
I'll see you on Saturday.
And Vela said, send me the message, would you? Or send me the thank you, Rick, audio for the 50th time. Hi, Sky.
All right. I was just saying I'll see you to Rick. That was all. Ab, can you hear me?
Yes.
Have you got this heat wave the whole world is banging on about?
No. We had a couple hot days. It is summer. I expect heat, but it's cool today. It's only 20 Celsius right now, which is not warm.
We're making out people are dying and stuff. I think it's really bad.
If you don't have air conditioning or you stay out in the sun, you will burn to a crisp if it's 40 plus. I would agree with that.
So most people are sensible about it then, I'd imagine.
It's
called summer and it's just weather.
Skylark, go to Tony Heller's YouTube. I put a couple of videos on FakeoTube just so you get to know him. Tony Heller does the best climate deconstruction in 5 minutes every day. He goes through the history. We've been talking about receding glaciers for 100 years. It's nothing new. All us fakeologists are so bored with the propaganda because it's so boring. It's not original. It's been recycled thousands of times. Go watch his channel and it will completely relieve you of any stress from the BS about the weather.
I wasn't stressed at all. I was just making polite conversation, you know. This is for anybody.
For anyone listening.
That was the case, yeah. Because I do know, I'm aware of propaganda, but I just wanted to know if that was the case because I live in a completely different country. So I just wanted to know if it is as bad as I'm making out or if it's not.
Well,
more likely it's not.
Canada is too big. There was a heat wave on the west coast. I think it went all the way down to Mexico, and very unusual for British Columbia, our westernmost province, to be so hot.
And because it was so hot and they don't usually have that, a lot of people don't have air conditioning. So, yeah, they would suffer.
Yeah, and it's quite cold here for summer, to be honest, you know. So it's not that unusual from a question, really, because we tend to have really good summers. And I know most countries at the moment is the complete opposite of what it should be. So, you know, here it's bad rain.
I haven't been able to go in the lake yet, but I usually don't get to go in till the second or third week of July. So I'm looking forward to going swimming in the lake, but it's a very big and deep body of water, and it's still pretty cold from winter. It takes a long time to heat up that much water.
For this time of year, so that's interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, nice chatting with you ladies. I'm going to go now, but we'll be on a show tonight, 8:30 at the p.m. Yeah, take care. Take care, guys.
Bye. Always a pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
So, who are we having in the room right now? Oh, but it's just me and the girl. I feel very flattered, I must say. So, does anyone else want to say something?
Yeah, you should be flattered.
Yeah, definitely. But the only one my heart is beating for is in the room. So as much as I like you both, Linda and Purple Play, the only important person in my mind is Skye Larkin, obviously.
Yes, of course. We know that. We're second class.
Yeah.
But whatever.
No, but I just wanted to mention it.
So sweet, Benoit.
Yeah. But let's not turn it into a love fest.
Here's Skye Larkin's assessment of the whole situation. But it sounds like you're on board as well. It's all good.
Obviously, yeah.
You're all ready to visit, has there been an official proposal?
I will say yes. I will say yes.
Yeah.
Kind of, yes.
Kind of, yeah.
Probably under the influence of alcohol, but whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm down. Benoit knows I'm down, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But,
congratulations. That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's insanely exciting.
We talked for a long time. It's not a flash in the pan. Really?
No, I know that. I know. I remember your times when we used to tell you to get a room.
Yep, I remember that too.
And in the end, we did. We got a room, and whatever happened next is private matter. But yeah, we got a room after a while. It was bound to happen. But it goes to show that you can achieve great things if you are not scared and if you give life a chance, you know. If you just say, yeah, okay, whatever, I will do it. I will see what it's all about. And you will never be deceived. So far, I have met 3 different persons that are still in this server. And really, the three persons I've met have been wonderful. And I will also include a 4th honorary one, which has never been a member here, but consider that she is. So in the end, I think that it's a great thing. And I really encourage each and everyone to meet as many people from here as you can, because most of them, if not all of them, are great person. And it's a great experience to have.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's good to meet. Because we met Alto as well from here. He came to see us. He came to Birmingham. So that was really good to meet him. And it is nice just meeting real people, you know, and seeing what they're like. It's just so much different from, you know, voice chat. Really, face to face, like. And I just think,
what happened to Alto? He just left one day, and that was it.
Yeah, he just left for a while. He just wanted to take a break to work on his phone because he felt like he was just distracted on Discord, which I can understand because it is a distraction. So he'll be back soon. But yeah, it's nice meeting people face to face. It's a good thing because I think we don't know what's going to happen next with this shit show. So probably worth going all out.
Sure,
you can't stop
your life now. It's you got to just go as long as best as you can.
Yeah, but I think it's a good opportunity to meet people face to face as well. Look, before we can't, for whatever reason, before we step stuck in our countries, you know.
I was telling a friend, she should go out and, you know, talk to as many people as she can, because now you know, it's on everybody's face, you know, where they stand. So you got all the preliminaries out of the way, right? You don't have to sit down and talk forever to figure out if they're, you know, worried or scared or on the other side, so to speak.
Yes, or maybe that person will tell you that she or he is exempt and that she's totally believing in it. But it's always a great experience to speak to people, masked or not. And yeah, some people will bore you with their fear of COVID and everything. But in most cases, it's fascinating. And I mean, at least we have to get the opposite opinion, you know, to understand what is happening in their mind. Why are they so fearing of that thing that is clearly an invisible boogeyman? So I try to speak with as much people as I can, masked or not, and I try to not discriminate. But yeah, sometimes when you speak with someone that is masked, the conversation falls short because, like, you didn't think it through.
You can't understand them. It's kind of annoying.
I can understand fear. I can understand that some people are fearful, and fear is a paralyzing feeling, and some people can just not get out of it. In March last year, they started to be fearful, and there is no way to get them out of it. It's as simple as that.
I don't know. My experience, though, is most people that disagree with me, they shut me down pretty quick anyway. They don't want to continue with the conversation. They just find it so hard because they just want to believe it. Not that I'm particularly harsh on them, but once they know that I have an opposing view, it's like, oh God, it's one of them. I can't deal with it. It's like, oh God, she's one of those, you know.
When those.
I've asked a few people that are pretty religious people. What's the difference between God-fearing and COVID-fearing? They're both invisible. And they give me the look of I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. And I find
you've been listening to IPS.
I have a lot of... Oh, sorry. Go on, Pearl.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say that I haven't listened to IPS in so long, and I just listened to him this morning, and it was like, yeah, he was talking about the religion parallels. It's quite stunning.
Yeah.
It is. It's quite stunning.
I was going to say...
As much as I like this guy, IPS, I have really mixed feelings on him. I mean, I think that he has an angle and I cannot still get my hand on what it is, but I'm very suspicious of the guy.
But anyway, I was going to say, I do find it... Sorry, can I just get this point out and then I'll shut the fuck up? I was just going to say, I do think that the religion thing, I was thinking that as well, how weird it is how a lot of religious people believe this, you know, especially when they know about end times and stuff and they've read the Bible and, you know, this parallels with a lot of it. A lot of them are up for having the vaccination. That's all I was going to say.
Yeah, but I was just going to say about IPS, it's another viewpoint that you take in, absorb what you think is true, and toss out the rest. It's just like any other person you listen to. I don't take anything anybody says as pure truth, because my truth is mine. You see what I mean? I have to figure it out for myself. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But like I said, I have a very mixed opinion with the guy, and I had the pleasure to speak with him directly, but I don't know. As much as some of the points he's making, I enjoy. There is always a moment when the guy is saying something or making a point, and I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. And sadly, it may be on me, but I tend to discount everything he said before just because of this point, you know. Like, for example, the Mad Mike story. I mean, come on. If that's not a telltale that the guy is disingenuous and saying mostly things he don't believe in. If you remember the Mad Mike story.
Yeah, that was such bullshit.
Yeah, I questioned that from the beginning when that happened, and I, you know, but I don't talk about anymore.
I think his real value is all his caller-inners. I like to hear the different, and even, you know, like you said, you can't always believe everything they say either, but it seems to me anyway, it seems very candid, and, you know, you got all these different viewpoints that you can try on, and, you know, you don't have to take them all on board.
Yeah, but you know what? It takes a pretty well-trained person to take the callers sometimes that he has, because he's so calm, cool, and collected.
He does
you know what I mean?
He never gets upset.
I mean, that takes one hell of a person to be able to do that.
He's quite good to talk to, I admit. I've called him twice when I've been drunk. I've called him to the show. And, you know, he's really...
Oh, now I know it was you. That's hilarious.
Were you wondering? Yeah, I did call a couple of times. But I do, you know, he is entertaining and he's conspiracy candy and I can see why he's likeable. But I just don't 100% trust him. I just see him as entertainment, you know, just like a satire or something. Because I don't even think he believes a lot of the stuff that he's talking about. I really don't. I think he's just got an angle and he's just selling it. And you
know, but
and
we were all...
He's a good entertainer.
Yeah, but the thing about his Discord is, which I love, is because we all contribute. And if there's good stories that come out in the mainstream media or, you know, New York Times or whatever, that they're trying to promote something or whatever, we critique that. And, I mean, there's so much esoteric value in there. There's so much... scripting in there. I mean, and we break it down in his Discord and then he does a live show about it. So it's not like all of his thinking. It's all of our thinking, which I really like. So there's that.
Yeah.
But,
so what, on the, are you talking about the Discord that,
Yeah. We all contribute. I mean, we all watch, you know, certain aspects of the news and everybody's different. You know what I mean? Like we were talking about David Bowie today, which was hilarious. And all of a sudden on my Facebook feed, this meme comes up that has all these dead people, you know, death fakers come up and it said, which ticket would you buy? And the first comment that showed was David Bowie. So it was like, you know, synchronicities or, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Wear a mask if you want to, or you could leave the mask behind. You really don't need to cover your face with a diaper all the freaking time.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You can act like your mask will save the whole world, leaving common sense behind.
Dead silence. You are still listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com. I am still Benoit, and I am still with Tim Baker, Storytel Play, and the lovely Sky Larkin. And we were discussing this interesting character that is ITS. I'm not completely sold on the guy, but I mean, come on. I cannot be too rude, because I was listening to Alex Jones maybe 10 years ago, and I was believing some of the things he said back then. So whatever, I mean, it's quality radio that we cannot, you cannot say that the guy is not quality radio or that he's intelligent. And like you say, he has a way with his color. It's just that, but that's just me. There is always something that I find against the guy. But like I said, very intelligent, very well spoken, and I mean, you got to look through the pile of shit if you want to find the gold nugget. That's really.
Yes, you're so right about that. Like,
yeah,
you got to.
I mean, everybody's out there, no matter who they are, is except for, you know, the controlled opposition and all that stuff or whatever. But everybody's trying to find their own truth. And, you know, they're telling everybody else about it, and everybody has to find their own truth. That's the one thing about it.
There's so much out there these days. It's hard to sit through all of it. And, it's a lot.
So you have to pick and choose who you want to listen to, you know, keep up on things. And I mean, that's one reason I listen to IPS, because he puts all the stupid news stories together and we pretty much make fun of them. You know what I mean? It's all script. It's all, and it sort
yes,
of tells
and I also,
where they're leading us.
Yes, and I listen to some terrible things because I know that there is something of interest in there. So, like I said, I cannot fault the guy for what he is doing. It's just that I'm suspicious, but it's my nature.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I mean, I'm suspicious about a lot of people. You know what I mean? But it doesn't mean they don't have truth nuggets in there. So you try to weed through it and pick them out, at least your truth.
Exactly. And like I said, the entertainment value is very important, because you can listen to someone telling you the truth, but if he doesn't find a way to make it a little bit interesting, I mean, what is the point, really?
Yeah, conspiracy popcorn. But I do like that stuff anyway. I like the popcorn stuff, you know, not just theory stuff. And I think it's good for that.
Yes, and if you cannot get some entertainment, or even if it's a love, which is better, out of those type of situations, I mean, we are lost, basically. If it's all gravity and we are done for and there is no way out of it, it's pointless. But you were about to say something, and I cut you off. I'm really sorry. Go.
No, I was just going to say that whatever script this is they're writing, there is a lot of comedy in it, and you have to enjoy that because it's genius comedy. So, you know, like, you know, the insurrection that we had over here in the United States. I mean, Trump's out there asking, who shot Ashley Babbitt, which is hilarious.
Yeah, it's all scripted, isn't it? And it has to be. I do think it's for our entertainment as well, you know, us as a crowd, like the conspiracy crowd. It's part of it.
Yeah, this is
for us.
This is our bread and circuses.
Yeah, it's for us as well. Like we're a prime audience now as well, and, you know, I do think.
Yeah, but the mass of the population doesn't see it as comedy. You see what I mean? They can't see through the comedy of it.
The
so they're still living in fear, and we're over here laughing at, you know, like the girl who got treaded on at the Capitol building while wearing a Don't Tread on Me flag. So,
and the
girl
with the onion as well. Do you remember the girl with the onion?
Crying.
It's like, nah, are they just not even trying?
No, but I mean, this goes way back, though, to all these names. I mean, even back when Magic Johnson gets AIDS. I mean, his name's Magic Johnson, you know, he gets AIDS, but he's still alive because apparently he didn't take the AZT that killed everybody else or whatever, but whatever.
Yeah, and he looks really healthy and
good.
He doesn't look like, you know, emaciated and lost loads of weight or anything, which is how a typical AIDS victim is supposed to look, apparently. You know, he looks really well for such a long time. But,
he never really did look sick, ever. I mean, when he came out to say,
because AIDS is COVID. It wasn't a real thing.
He didn't have AIDS, so he only had HIV.
It doesn't
matter. Like the PCR test.
Same thing.
I was still believing that AIDS was real, I've read somewhere in a book by someone that is very intelligent that the only way for an heterosexual male to have AIDS is either use of drugs or blood transfusion. So, I mean, even if you choose to believe what the WHO is saying about AIDS, it's almost impossible for an heterosexual male to catch AIDS. So, in the end, it's all bullshit, and it was always bullshit, but what's interesting about Magic Johnson is that he played professional basketball while being diagnosed with AIDS, if I'm correct.
Yep, he did.
Yes, he was Miracle Boy. Yeah, Miracle Boy. Magic Johnson.
Yes, he was Magic.
Yep.
Hey, welcome, Pax and Richard. Are you guys celebrating the big English win?
Oh, most definitely. Although I did lose 20 pounds because I put 20 pounds on Denmark to win the champions.
Oh,
win the champions.
You traitor.
No, she was hedging her bets.
Traitor.
She was going to be happy either way, right, Pax?
I would have been happy either way. That's quite right. But yeah, I put the money on Denmark because I had a little idea that maybe, you know, the Danish player who had a heart attack on the pitch, you know, Christian Eriksen. I thought maybe it wasn't a heart attack.
It was quite
huh? Yeah, you know, I thought maybe he, you know, didn't have a heart attack and it was all staged and, you know, we saw them having CPR on the pitch and the cameras could have cut away a lot sooner, but they didn't. They stayed on there and showed his wife crying on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And maybe they're going to do this, like, sort of, and they called him the talismanic player for Denmark.
I thought
it's set up for Denmark to actually win this. They'll go from this kind of like tragedy story of their key player who's talismanic having a heart attack but surviving, and then Denmark go on to win it.
Also to add to that narrative, Denmark won the competition in 1992 after the collapse of Yugoslavia. They were allowed in the competition even though they were not qualified. They obviously it's a narrative, but they won the competition on fighting spirit. But that was my last intervention of the night because I don't have no more battery in my Bluetooth. So I will wish everyone a good night and say goodbye.
All right.
Good night, mate.
So, Richard, have you heard anything from Tom and his?
he's busy, and he's you know
he's I've put £50, which is money I can lose, but you know, it's not a small amount of money to me on England to win. And I've not heard much from Tom to answer your question, Purple. Mm. So you know,
I think at the moment Tom is still quite happy.
So was that money on this particular game, or is it
no. To win. To win.
The whole entire thing.
Sunday.
Finals. Eight o'clock GMT.
Okay, so Purple Play, so before myself, Jan-Erik, Herman, Man of One Way, and...
me.
And you. Sorry. and
the one who thinks about
I'm in the middle of the country here. I open my thing and all the car horns and people were shouting and, you know, but there's not a lot of people around here. I love watching the fans. So if you give it about maybe an hour, and then if you Google the fans' reactions on YouTube to tonight, it's just, oh God, it just brings tears to my eyes, you know. And I'm not even interested in football, you know. I just love seeing people so happy.
When was the last time they won the whole thing?
1966. When England won the World Cup.
Too long ago.
They've not won a major trophy since then.
never in my lifetime, you know. So I was born 69, and I believe the last time they won the UEFA was 55, was it? And then the World Cup was 66. So
66,
magic numbers for you, but the
closest they've ever got since then was they got to the semi-finals in 1996 and lost, and that was in the Euros, I think. England haven't won a major trophy since 1966, and the fact they're in a final is the first time since 1966.
Well, I'd love to have a chat with Tom, Purple Play, you're right, Linda as well, Pax's analysis was good in the fact that the first goal of Denmark tonight was an own goal, which was a mistake, you know, and it's like they've also... You know, I've not watched football for a long time, but now they have so many substitutions.
That's not quite right. Yeah, Denmark scored a goal.
Denmark scored
a goal in open play, and then Denmark scored an own goal, which gave England an equaliser.
That's it. Sorry.
Yeah, but what did you say about 1955? That's when what happened? 1955?
No, that's when England won the European Cup.
Okay, but it's been 55 years since 1966. So Tom, hopefully he sees that connection, because that is interesting.
Tom will see all these connections. Yeah, Tom's been researching this for a long time, which is why he's predicted that England will win this tournament. You know, that was his prediction.
I've put my money behind Tom because I trust his research. And also, you know what? It doesn't matter, you know. If it doesn't work out, that's fine. But if it works out, the drinks are on me Sunday night. You know, ladies, get your drinks orders in just in case.
Get my ready, yeah.
Anyway, what's going on with you girls? What were you discussing tonight with Benoit and Sky Larkin? Is Benoit still in the UK or
no? He's back in Switzerland. We were just talking about his well, they're big news, and he had a great time, and just that he's back in Switzerland now and has had to quarantine. He thought he was going to...
Big news? Marriage?
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
Well, at least a proposal anyway, yes.
Okay.
It was an official proposal. Yeah. And they seem to be both on, yeah. So
that's really good. So Ben was actually proposed and Skye's actually accepted.
In a manner of speaking, yes.
No, she's not accepted. She said she'll think about it. No, I'm joking.
No,
she's
going to
go visit him. Yeah, she's going to go visit him, hopefully within the next month in Switzerland.
Yeah. So there's, I think they made a great connection and something there.
So basically they're engaged, aren't they then?
This is what I keep telling Tom. I keep telling Tom, there's still time for us.
Yes, yeah, see?
There's still time for us.
Love in the time of cholera.
Yes, indeed.
Cholera?
Indeed.
Jesus.
There was a movie or something that was called that.
Yeah, it's a book.
So, I mean, just from that title alone, it just gives you the gist that, good things can happen in bad times.
Exactly.
Anyway, we came over to you last night. Why have you not come over to us? I'm disappointed.
We were in the live stream here.
I know. We're being recorded. So I'll try to behave. And,
yes, you can yell at me when we're offline. Give me a talking to.
No. I was going to give Ab a talking to. I was going to go, Ab, cool.
No, you weren't.
Sorry. Anyway, ladies, how are you? Linda, what's going on? Are you going to show off with more of your enormous bulbs? Your enormous bulbs.
Yes.
Well, I figured since, the English were winning, I have balls too. I mean, bulbs, sorry. But
yes. You've got balls.
Of a different sort, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and they're quite tasty, but, whatever.
Maybe we need to go to the steam room.
Yeah.
Well, maybe should we not? Do you want to move from being recorded, or would you prefer to stay here?
I don't have any more topics unless you anybody else has more topics. I was in the just the general chat, and Ab wanted to go live, so we did, and I think we didn't have too much to talk about. I mean, unless you want to talk more about COVID, I mean, that's about
No. I'm happy for the normal chat.
Should we go to the steam room? I've not been in the steam room before. Let's go to the steam room.
Okay.
I'll see you there.
All right.
Bye.
Well, goodbye, everyone.
I'm Ziggy and that's all, folks.